Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's June 1982 at a private school in the hills overlooking Beirut, Lebanon. Wissam is at a great turning point in his life. He's graduating from elementary school and writing his final exams. And he plans to reveal his love for a girl named Joanna. But an unexpected change bigger than all of these is about to make itself known. What happened in 1982? 1982 is the name of a new film from Lebanon, a poignant coming-of-age story about a group of young students and their teachers set against the dark clouds of an impending war. It's written and directed by Walid Mouanes. Walid is known for his music videos and documentaries he produces for David Bowie, Rihanna, Justin Timberlake, and Toronto's own Drake. But this is his first feature-length film. The ensemble cast features Lebanese actress, writer, director, the Oscar-nominated Nadine Labaki in the role of the schoolteacher Yasmin. 1982 is having its world premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to speak by telephone with Nadine Labaki, calling from Lebanon, and Walid Mouanes. Nadine Labaki, thanks so much for calling.
No, thank you for having me.
The character you play, Yasmin, is very worried about her brother, Georges, about her father, who's in hospital, and about her mother, who's worried about all three of them. This is a restrained performance as Yasmin. Can you talk about her state of mind on this day?
This is something, every one of us Lebanese have gone through, during the war at some point or the other. And I remember going, through similar situations when I was a little girl at school also, where we had to, be evacuated several times during the war. And I remember, one time being separated from my sister, not being able to know where she is. I remember the panic of the school teachers, especially. So I think, I know exactly what this woman was going through, what this teacher was going through in her head, especially at the time, where Lebanon was divided between several, factions and several political parties, and it has been a very a situation that is very close to something that I've known personally, and I've seen several times of my life. So it was very important for me to in a way, reflect that reality that I used to see. I hope I did. I don't know, the reason why I decided to work on Walid's film was because of that. It was because I was going to, I think, portray a truth that I personally went through several times of my life.
And was filming it on location within Lebanon, did that add an extra reality to it for you?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Especially in this particular school, still the same architecturally. So it did really take me back to that period of my life. And what happened really was very similar to lots of things that we went through. The panic, the chaos, the fact that the panic with the buses, the fact that sometimes you take a different bus, you don't know where you end up. I personally once went on the wrong bus, ended up in some kind of friend's house, separated from my sister, didn't know anything about her because we were disconnected. There were no phones. And obviously you go through so much in your head and you feel like you don't know where the end of it is where it's going to lead and if there will be an end or if it's going to be a happy ending or a sad ending. So I've been through a very similar situation.
In your last film, the Oscar-nominated Capernaum, you worked with small children. That was the main characters. Again, in this one, you're working beside young actors. Did anything you learned from Capernaum become useful in your current role around children again?
You know, the children know, you know, they don't take any, you know, the children are very instinctive, and they have this very pure, raw nature that hasn't been altered by society's codes or society's, you know, hypocrisy and politics. So they have this very pure nature. So I've learned really to be myself, because otherwise they detect it. Otherwise they know when you're, you know, when you're, I'm not going to say, you know, the wrong word, but you know, when you're not being true to yourself and you're not being true in general, they know it, they detect it. So I've learned to be as much as I can, very true to myself. And I think the fact that I'm also a mother of two children. One of them is 10 years old. My daughter is 3 and a half. I sort of have this experience with children. And of course, I brought my experience from Capernaum, also working with children who have no experience in acting, and trying as much as I can to, you know, draw this very true performance out of them. It was, you know, it was really very simple for me just to be around children and work with them as, you know, simple as possible, as truly as possible.
Well, thanks so much for talking with me. I recently saw your first film that won, your early film, Where Do We Go Now, that won the TIFF People's Choice Award. I just saw it again at TIFF in Toronto, and I appreciated it more after seeing Capernaum and other movies since then. So it's very nice to speak with you. So, Waleed, I guess the most obvious question is this movie autobiographical?
Yes, it is.
What aspects are real?
What aspects are real? The movie stemmed from... I was in the midst of a conversation. Someone asked me where I was in 1982 when the invasion first arrived. And I was deeply in love and crushed out. And I'd already been chastised for writing a love note by some of the powers that be in my life. And I was refusing that. And all of this happened really when this film takes place. So it's quite autobiographical in the sense.
So basically the entire movie is based on your own memories.
It is based on my own memory, yes. It's sort of the chaos of the day. And at the same time, I kind of wrote it from based on what I saw and experienced. So, and very much so.
And I assume the character, the young Wissam, it's mainly told from his point of view. That's you, I guess, or a version of your childhood self.
Yes, exactly. I think I'm sort of a combination between both Majid and Wissam.
Oh, so, okay. Interesting. Yes. So young Wissam is finishing elementary school, and even before the sounds of war are coming, he seems to be rejecting his childhood on this day. For example, he takes his best friend's marbles and throws them into the dirt. So talk about Wissam, who's on the cusp of adulthood, and he has a crush on a girl. Could you talk about that?
Yes. I mean, basically, Wissam is trying to find the courage in himself above everything. And he's clearly sort of introspective, but sort of very aware of the world, very adult, very aware of the emotional adult landscape to some degree, which he's suddenly feeling. And he's at the point where for the first time in his life, he's kind of ready he's kind of ready and trying to find the courage to actually be able to just be candid and frank and ask for what he wants. And though he had made the decision, it's about finding the courage to make to actually go through with it.
So as at the same time where he rejects childhood, he hangs on to one very important factor, which is his love for Japanese anime, which he draws versions of. He sends notes to Joanna, and he imagines himself protected by this animated character. Talk about that.
Correct. This was something that I was very, very... this was a TV show that I was completely in love with when I was a kid. This anime TV show that was Japanese that actually played in Arabic in Lebanon. And one of the things is, for me, like, I drew a lot when I was a kid as well. And I felt like I never really got to draw very well as much as I could imagine very well. And there's this whole thing. And part of him finding the character and using the character for his love notes is actually him not being able to find the courage to actually sign his name clearly. And then it's about him actually even challenging the character when at the end he does actually give this character a name. And his imagination becomes even more complete than he was ever able to draw.
Hmm. Now, I am speaking with Walid Mouanis about 1982. Walid, Lebanese cinema is having a sort of a renaissance these days. In recent years, there's Nadine Labaki's Kafir Naoum, which was nominated for Academy Award. There was earlier Denis Villeneuve did L'Incendie, which was supposedly set in Lebanon. The Insult by Ziad Doueri. And now 1982. So is Lebanon as an idea and as a film industry, do you think it's having a sort of a cinematic renaissance? Is there a national cinema in your mind?
Absolutely. I personally think absolutely. I mean, some of my peers in Lebanon, I mean, I think some great work is coming through and people are really challenging themselves and really stepping up to the plate and in some cases really surprising us with some of the work that's coming out of there. The filmmaking community is, for such a small country, is very, very, very vibrant. There's a lot of films being made and a lot of aspiring storytellers and directors. There's a lot of... I definitely think that the Lebanese cinema is approaching a very beautiful place where there's a lot of people who, for the first time, are actually also being brave enough to tell stories that are challenging and not expected and really dealing with all the history that we've had.
Last year there was a movie called Beirut, directed by Brad Anderson, written by Tony Gilroy, who are both very respectable filmmakers, supposedly set in Beirut. It's a dramatic an action thriller. And as an action thriller, it's capable, but I've never been to Lebanon, but to me it seemed, I don't know, racist and completely wrong in its portrayal of Lebanese people, the landscape, the events, everything. It seemed totally wrong. I don't know if you saw that movie, but how do movies like this affect your image and how you will feel of portraying your films?
Well, that movie for me is definitely not Beirut. And I think it definitely, in my world, would be classified as somewhat racist.
No, I totally agree. I was watching this saying, what is this?
I think it's misrepresentative, and I don't think, especially in the landscape of today, where, like, I think what we say, and we have to be responsible for what we say in our films and how we present these things. And my film and my work in general is a complete counterpoint to that. And I refuse to subscribe to the stereotype. I think, unfortunately, this movie Beirut completely subscribes to the stereotype and sort of is, quite frankly, is kind of a cheap shot at propagandistic view that is irrelevant today as well, and I don't think it ever was relevant. Because Lebanon, the Lebanon I know is the Lebanon I show in the films, whichever year it was. And there's films that actually show a Lebanon that is absolutely not the sensationalized, violent space and place. So my point of view in my work as a filmmaker, I like to show real people. I like to show us for who we are. And I think that is the strongest thing that I can do. And I think that goes way farther than a film, for example, like Beirut.
Well,
which,
Yes. No, I think 1982 is a breath of fresh air and a beautiful portrayal filmed in Lebanon with actual Lebanese people.
And one of the things for me that is really important in 1982, and it also is a reflection of how I grew up, is the world and the media in general over time has always tried to sort of create these schisms and try to portray the schisms among Lebanese people and among different peoples of the world. And 1982 sort of is the complete antithesis of that. It brings about a coexistence that people do not normally see. But to be quite honest, this is the coexistence that I've lived through, and this is the coexistence I grew up with. I thankfully grew up in a household that absolutely refused the notion of sectarianism or the notion of racism. So for me, this kind of carries through in my work. And as a matter of fact, the school that I went to when I was growing up in Lebanon, during that short period of time that I was there, was actually a Quaker school.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that, in principle, sort of not from the religious, but like rather from the acceptance point of view, it creates a society that is very accepting of everybody. And this is sort of the Lebanon I sort of know, and it's the Lebanon that I've experienced, and the schooling that I had at the time. So, and I wanted to portray that, which is completely counterpoint to what everybody likes to think we are.
Well, thanks so much for showing that. I think more people should have a chance to see it. 1982 is having its world premiere at TIFF on Wednesday, September 11th, and I've been speaking with Walid Mouannes. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.